Republican presidential hopeful John McCain took a break from serious campaigning this weekend. He hosted reporters at his Arizona ranch for a barbecue. Today he got back to work. He campaigned in Phoenix and then headed to Texas, where he hopes to wrap up the GOP nomination tomorrow night. Senator McCain says he's looking forward to the general election. He promises a respectful campaign that will spotlight what he calls stark differences between the two parties. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
While Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were duking it out in Ohio and Texas over the weekend, the Republican frontrunner was relaxing at his home in Arizona, where the most important policy discussion concerned his recipe for barbecued ribs. Today, though, it was back to business. McCain held a news conference in Phoenix to discuss developments on the international scene, then took off for Waco, Texas, where he holds a town hall meeting tonight.
Obviously, we are guardedly confident that we can get a sufficient number of delegates with victories in Vermont, Rhode Island, Ohio, and Texas tomorrow, and move on to the general campaign.
In some ways, for McCain, that general campaign is already underway. While Obama and Clinton have been trying to outdo each other in their criticism of the North American Free Trade Agreement, McCain repeated his support for NAFTA and said it would be a mistake for the U.S. to try to reopen talks on the deal.
I believe that there have been millions of jobs created. I believe that billions of dollars in increased trade between our countries has resulted. And I believe that a unilateral renegotiation would have severest consequences for ourselves and our Canadian and relations between ourselves and our Canadian friends.
McCain also made reference to the dueling TV ads the Democrats have been running, asking voters who they want answering the phone when an international crisis breaks. McCain says he's well positioned to take the call after two decades of involvement in foreign policy issues.
I'll rely on my record and my judgment and my experience on national security issues, and I'd match up with them at any opportunity. I look forward to having that debate as to who's most qualified in the event of a national crisis and the phone ringing at 3 a.m. in the White House.
With the nomination all but his, McCain says he's begun to think about ways to choose a running mate. He's looking at several procedures that past nominees have used, but the superstitious candidate says he'll feel more comfortable talking about that after tomorrow's votes are counted. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Phoenix.